people are asking me, texting me, Aja, your shoot temps have gotten female category. She didn't even do anything within this industry. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Outside Nigeria, she was on fire. Outside Nigeria, in Nigeria, she did nothing within this industry. So what are the edits looking at?
Hello? Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our CK blog?
I haven't actually. I've been chilling. Should I do giveaway?
Like mad.
Are you serious?
So it's buy one get.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get a package. Yeah.
So. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMoney. GoMoney allows me to track my finances. That way, I know exactly what I'm spending my money on. So now, with the GoMoney app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store and bank links.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wan Oshikoya. Thank you for sticking with me through the season. This is actually the last episode of the season.
Save the best for last.
Nice to have you guys here. Thank you for coming. This was very short notice, but we made it work. And I'm very happy to have you guys. So today I'm joined by my faves. Like I tweeted it, I'm so excited. I can't wait to film this.
For the chaos. I saw you tweeting all the
videos. What do you mean to tell us? I don't even talk much. I've started reading.
You call everybody your faves on. It's not.
I wasn't flattered when I was like,
are you serious? See what you guys are saying. And I was actually so happy.
We're happy, but we're just saying that.
I'm not interested.
Show should be going on.
Yes, please. But yes, it's nice to have you guys around. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Thank you for honoring my invite. I'm very grateful.
Thanks for having us.
Today, I'm joined by
Dolakpo.
The geeky midget.
Yeah.
Dolakpo.
Yeah.
The smartest. He's literally the brains. Dolakpo of We Talk Sound. Dolakpo of Google. Dolakpo of
They say Grammy
Academy.
Now. Oh. I end up places, I'm like, oh, Grammy boy. I'm
Grammy
like,
boy. You've Grammy won your boy. Own Grammy.
Please.
And then, my bestie.
Oh, wow.
Kitty and I have been best friends for the past... How many months now?
Like 6 weeks.
Is it? Yeah, it's more than 6 weeks.
That's longer than people's marriage. So
yeah,
so it's something.
It's a very strong.
Yeah, very strong bond. And we know why we're friends. He allowed me to express myself. You know, we're not getting to that, but he gave me an opportunity and he said, you know what, go back, do this again. I think you can do better than this. And I saw that as a challenge and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. You don't know how much that means to me. Just you saying, you know, you can... Yeah, you can do better.
I mean, I just thought.
I love it though. Thank you.
Yes.
Katie of turntable.
Not really.
Seriously. Katie of the baddies.
No, let's not say that. It's Ayomi the Oreo, but yeah, a lot of people call me Katie.
Nice. Sorry, we keep it very cool and not too serious here. When you get to Music Business Africa, you can be like,
oh yeah, that was
when is that?
No, I already did that.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah,
oh,
the
nice.
First
How was that?
Lecture thing.
How was it?
It was alright. I mean, saying a bunch of things to a bunch of people that...
Did you tell any lies? I feel like sometimes
no,
when you're...
a very serious person. People...
Yeah, that's the thing. You can be serious with the lies.
With the lies. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that kind of thing. Like just telling them things that... They are too ideal. Like you're not sure it's even practical, but you still have to say it.
Say it anyways, because you have to.
How that person can take it. And yeah. So.
I hear you. Anyways, thank you guys. Adiayo isn't here yet, but
hopefully he gets here
in time. Yeah. Anywho, how you guys feeling? How you guys doing? What's up? What's been going on? 6 months down, 7th month, right?
Yeah, of the year.
So yeah. How was the first half for you?
Where do you want to go?
Personally,
business wise, work wise, Afrobeats wise.
That's a lot of wise.
I mean, like, the first half of this year has been, from like a We Talk Sound perspective, has been good.
Love it. You've been doing
made
a
more
lot.
Money than we've ever love made. Things are really good. Can't even lie. But also, that means that things have been very hectic for me. Because I have a 9-to-5 that's like,
how did you?
I'm doing a lot at my job. Like I'm handling things that and like Africa wide, and you know, but I also have to do with Oxon, and with Oxon cannot suffer. So guess what suffers? Me. Like dollar suffers.
Exactly.
Google can't suffer, with Oxon can't suffer, family can't suffer.
Exactly.
So the only person that's gonna suffer now is
but then me. Don't you see it's, instead of seeing it as suffering, don't you see it as just like literally that's your life?
Yeah, no, no, I have, so I don't complain about it anymore. Exactly. I've accepted my cross. I'm just trying to get to the point I want to get to as fast as possible now. So I'll have more freedom.
Yeah.
But like, I know that life, my life is not easy, and I don't think it's going to be easy.
Do you think you ever had that freedom that you're talking about?
I think that.
I'm assuming you want to go to bigger places.
Of course.
I think that when the freedom I'm saying is like when I'm able to move out of the traditional 9-to-5 life, and I can now be more in control of how I spend my time, even though I know there will still be a lot of things, but at least I don't have to report somewhere at what time.
Yeah, I hear that.
I'm trying to get there, but can't in general,
very soon though.
Yeah, it's been good. So I can't lie.
I can see, like, I literally was saying like 2 days ago that the talk sound has been doing a lot.
Thank you.
It's really nice to see. Very excited for you.
He hasn't talked about Afrobeat wise.
I mean, I said
I think you should be the host.
We
today.
Made plenty money.
He seems to be having such a great time. I love it though.
That's like Afrobeat is prospering from our perspective. Like, and I feel like this year, one thing that I've tried to do is like talk less about opinion based stuff. Like, oh, my favorite song, and be more about like building, and I want to have more conversations about building and people that are building and how to build and things like
that. I hear you.
Because the truth is, I feel like the music that's even being made now is not even about, it's not authentic. Like the artists aren't singing what they genuinely feel. Yeah. Everything is so not formularized. Maybe Shay vibes, Ashake.
No.
But yeah, I give it to the streets, guys. But like, just in general, everything is so, there's a formula. You know what you need to do to get the attention of your distro, get advanced. Me bothering myself about the songs when I know that the songs aren't even what the artists are really feeling. It's just like, oh, this is what we need to do. Do what we need to do to get the song to be noticed. Mm-hmm. The song gets noticed. All the distros and labels are in your email. You pick one deal. Then you drop your EP. Then you buy you snap car and house in Lekki. I'm out of this. Now, how do I build? How do I work with other people that are building? Yeah. That's my concern now.
I love that. That's very interesting to hear.
Yeah.
It's actually nice that you can say how, like, you can say how I've been thinking for a while. Because I feel like my the most interesting conversations or, like, the most important conversations I'm having nowadays are the people that are actually building. And those are the kind of people that I want to surround myself with. Nothing. Because honestly, like talking about, like you said, my best song, why is this person? Like, can we just hear words? Because it doesn't even feel organic.
Yeah.
I need to name this episode something around being organic.
Organic manure. And then that sounds like a shot that people are farming as well.
You're actually killing me. Food. Katie, let's come to you. What's it like? How's the year been?
Yeah, nice, good.
What do you mean nice, good?
Like really nice.
What do you mean really nice?
I'm getting to it now. I have to walk up to it.
Fair enough. What's it
I think personally, yeah, it's been nice. I mean, it's had my birthday 2 days ago. So
yeah, happy
nice.
Birthday in
arrest. 22nd. Close, right?
22nd. Yeah.
Next 22nd.
Week. In exactly a week, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Everybody I know in love, July. My sister is 26. There's a lot of July people.
That's Veda is July as well. Yeah. Whiskey is July.
Whiskey is 15th.
All the cool people.
Whiskey has done his birthday reds. What's
today?
Yeah, I think Bonner was second.
I think Bonner is July as well.
Whiskey is fourth or something like that. Just
I think Whiskey's birthday is today or tomorrow.
What month are you?
September.
Okay.
Boring.
September. All the baddies are born in September. Check it.
Okay. I
mean, then KD is interested.
Yeah, like, it makes more sense. Anyways, so yeah, it's been good.
You've been watching a lot of films.
Have I? Let me see. I think I started more series than movies this year. And to be fair, it's like there's too much series anyways. So, I think even the Disney, or was it the Disney guy? Or there's one big CEO that was complaining that there's too much. Oh yeah, I think it was Disney.
Disney.
I was talking about they have too much content from Marvel series,
are
movies. So yeah, there's a lot more series than movies. Like Secret Invasion is literally airing now. Like nobody cares about it on that level. Something that if it was like 10 years ago, it would have been like an event movie, but it's too much. I think there's too much good shit that
you can now, just a lot going on
in the world.
Content wise,
like,
as well.
Yeah, it's the content is just too much. I can't consume, it's too much.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, like you see some of the, like almost every month, Apple TV comes out with like a star studded series.
Mm.
Like, there was one series that had Kit Harington, Meryl Streep, and a bunch of other like big names.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about it. Serious? Like, just absolutely no reason. Like, nobody's watching it because it's just content on the app.
But do you think then, like, people are not just... Well, people are actually trying. I was going to say, like, do you think people
are not... You can't yourself now. They're like...
Exactly.
They're like,
it's just too much.
Too much streaming apps. And then all of them bring out their own original content.
Yeah.
Like I mean... Yeah. But see what Barbie is doing. I would watch Barbie just because of the PR.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that one is...
I can
they've turned out... Definitely have an outfit.
For it.
Yes.
Because can we go together? I think I will wear these pants.
Yeah, come.
I feel like I should wear pink to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll send you my outfit idea. Okay.
Make sure you wear pink too.
It's pink.
See? I love it.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, so, we're serious. We're serious.
Yes, I really got
I'm serious.
Yes, no.
I'm serious.
Me, I am serious.
But yes, so yes, I've been watching more series than movies. But yeah, work wise, yes, I've done.
A lot this year.
Yeah, like
a lot.
Yeah.
I've done quite a lot.
On Tontable and a lot too. I mean, yes, I think I can say the same thing that TGM said about how more money than ever.
Yeah.
But that comes with more work than ever.
Yeah.
I guess I can't remember who was talking to me, like maybe it was last week or something, and they were telling someone that works with me that nobody can reach me. But to me it's like I get so much text. I'm like, I'm texting a lot of people. Like, how? What do you mean by nobody can reach me? Like, I'm
like,
I'm always. I look at my this thing called this iPhone weekly average screen time.
Yeah.
And my screen time goes up every week, like 15 hours. And you're saying you can't reach me, like, and apparently there's a lot of people that still claim that. Yeah. So
yeah, somebody was asking me that they're trying to reach you.
I
gave them your number. I lied, I didn't.
Anyways, but yes, there's been a lot of things to do this year. But yeah, it's been a great year. I mean, Afrobeat is nice. Afrobeat is big now.
Yeah.
Is it?
Always bigger now.
Yeah. It's like, definitely bigger.
Like songs are... I remember us saying that Libyanka's People is going to become the first Afrobeat global hit of 2023. And that was in... March. So that was in January, right?
Yeah.
When we put out there's this cover that she did with Tontable. So
yeah,
the headline was Afrobeat's first global hit of 2023. I'm like, this is too bold. Like, what if this thing
doesn't,
like, why did you, like,
why are you so confident? Like,
but it was something. You can, like, plus anybody can get it now, and this looks like it's like all the metrics look like something that can become a global hit. And,
yeah,
and look at it.
And then, like, 2 weeks ago, Spotify released their all-time biggest
most
songs, and that song is like number 5 or number 4. A song.
Do you feel like a fortune teller sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at data a lot, you can somewhat seem like a fortune teller. But that's just for anybody that works with data. He can seem like a fortune teller.
Okay, I don't work with data, so I wouldn't know. But I still feel like a fortune teller someday.
Yeah, if you're very familiar with things, if you're very familiar with things, you would be able to predict something.
Fair
and
enough.
To,
I hear that.
Yeah, but I think the biggest fortune teller this year would be Odumodu with Declan Rice.
Mm. And that was big.
No one can orchestrate.
Do you know anything?
Yeah.
I feel like he probably didn't even believe it at some point.
No, like, it still can't believe how his life is moving. Because how much his life has changed, like from July last year to this year, like exactly 1 year. Because
it's nice.
Again, that's what you want to see, so that you can. It makes the industry interesting. I mean, last year it was Asake.
People were just always doing something.
Yeah, towards the end of the year was Shea Vibes, although Shea Vibes has continued to now, but. They still do more.
I'm actually so shocked and so happy that he can maintain the momentum. Shea Vibes, I didn't expect it.
I mean, it's Shea Vibes, man. It's always good.
Even though it seems like he's kind of riding on someone else's wave, or like he's riding on a wave, is still riding on it and he's still making it work. Yeah. Because everybody's expecting him to ride on it and he's doing it and he's making it work. And it's
I feel like he's moving like someone that has nothing to lose and knows he has nothing to lose. Like, what's the worst that
can happen?
If you stop listening to him, you'll go back to your street fans. Like, you can't lose. There's no losing for someone that came in from nothing.
Nothing. Fair enough.
I'm thinking with him, he's actually a good artist. Like,
yeah, after all he's said and
there
done.
There are other artists that would feel like, I can't drop 3 albums back to back. Like, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, the material will not just be that.
That good, but he trusts himself. He's talented.
And the most recent one is better than the past one. Like, so, and he's actually improving.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and.
But I guess for him, like, obviously he's recording. He's constantly, like, making music. So
yeah.
He's just bound to sound.
The funny thing is, everybody's always constantly releasing music, like, recording music, rather.
Okay.
Yeah. I think his own is just, like, cause
he's just talented. Simple. So, I said his science is pure, it's organic, like it's just there. You can't deny it.
Yeah. Yep.
So because with someone like Shiva, you can tell that there's not too much plotting. There's not like he just wants to do his shit and go.
I mean, there's a lot of plotting.
Of course, there's a lot of plotting. There's plotting. I'm not saying that there's no plotting.
On like the distro and the management and
the plotting is.
But I don't know if it's Shayi that's doing the plotting.
No, not Shayi. I don't think it's
that way. No, people around him, like obviously.
But there's there's a lot of people.
A lot of plotting.
Like Dapper Music.
There's a lot of plotting.
Obviously, there's only reason why it's in our faces like that, and it's because of them.
Some people's work.
There's people doing work. I feel that.
I mean, might not do the plotting, but yeah, there's a lot of plotting. And obviously, you already said it's like the industry has reached a point where you need to plot to, and there's so much shit.
Yeah, but just because you're plotting doesn't mean that you're plotting right now. You're
everybody's plotting now.
Exactly.
It's just whoever is able
to. But I think there's also like things have gotten to a point where there's like defined pathways.
Oh, so
the people who have done it a few times can sort of replicate that.
Yeah,
I saw a Joya Khan video where he was saying that nobody can blow you. That like no single person can blow you, and I agreed with that. But I think that while no single individual or company or whatever can make you blow, I think there are people that can give you a good shot at blowing because they sort of know.
Oh no, yeah, definitely
how the thing works.
Wait, even that, I don't.
What?
I mean, is he saying that someone without money or someone?
No. The point of the video was just around. You know how in the industry, a new artist would believe that I just need this person to meet me and my life will change. Like every label has had stories where even with all the resources, they pump the exact same resources into two artists.
Yeah.
One person blows, like is a Rema. Yeah. The other person is, I don't want to name names.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't be that gay.
Okay, definitely is great. But
yeah,
that's
sense.
Like just a natural... It's not even a music thing. It's just
even like with startups, with any industry.
Like even products with big companies, like you can pump the same result and people still, will decide that this is the
this
one
is
that they
want
to care about. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the Barbie movie. The Barbie movie is like everything that they've done, like that it looks so big that you're saying like, that the PR is so mad. Before. The entire budget is 270. Another movie that has
Are you serious?
A bigger budget is Indiana Jones. That's 300. Have you seen it?
No.
Do you want to see it?
No.
Exactly. Like so the and this.
Where?
I think it's both are from Warner Bros. I think. Shit. If I can't remember this, then it means I'm slacking.
You're slacking.
Yeah, but I think like 300 million to 70 and one seems like Jesus is so big. Well, everybody knows it.
Yeah. I didn't even know.
So like even though you can't, you're very right. Like the idea that one person can because there's so much things that you can't
so many things you can't predict or control.
Yes, exactly. Like there's so many things that you can, I mean,
like Odumodu, for instance, like a huge chunk of his success isn't even just about the music, it's just about the guy. Like,
the guy.
There's just something original, likable, authentic
about
him.
I don't think any other label could have signed Odumodu except Native. Like nobody's willing to take that risk at the time. But now
I feel like if Native had signed anybody other than Odumodu, they wouldn't be recording this success. I feel like it was a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
I think
fair enough. They all worked. Like it worked in favor, but I don't
Then there's something I want to know. Like I'm guessing like the three biggest artists, or at least the three biggest breakout artists of like last 1 year would be Odumodu, Shayi Vibes, and Asake. And I mean, although they don't exactly make the same kind of music.
You could argue like Spiral and...
No, I'm not saying... I mean, there are a lot of people.
Next Return.
Oh, no. I mean, yes, there's a lot of people. I mean, there's T.I. Blaze, there's Spiral.
T.I. Blaze was last year?
Yeah, it was like last year. I mean, sometimes now, Sometimes
was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, it was early last year.
It was around period when Asake dropped Omokpe.
Oh, shit, yeah, actually. And,
but, like, those three, like, they all, they're like the standouts. Like, yes, yeah. The guys that you think can win next year for their. This. Like, the common denominator in their music is that it feels original.
Mm. The originality.
Yes, like, whether it's Asake meaning with the way he makes his own type of amapiano or like everything that he says, or Shay vibes with the way he's doing everything that he's saying, or Dumodu with his own. Like, you might not necessarily like their music, but the personality behind
the
music,
also the,
it seems very
It's also
genuine.
The willingness of the artist to be polarizing. Mm. Like, Odumodu Shay, I feel like Asake is even a bit more on the safe side. Like, you, I think you have to be a hitter to dislike Asake's music.
Now that it seems more like a safe side. Mm.
When back then, when Palazzo, I remember when Palazzo dropped,
it was Sumbama. Like,
this is not,
we're not having it.
It was now, it's now that he's become the guy. Like,
but Shay is like probably the one. He's on the extreme. It's like, you either like Shay and feel like he's the best thing ever, or you're like, what the fuck is this? Odumodu to similar is like, I am who I am, I'm loud, I'm like this. If you don't like me, if you are one of my Ikele based stunners, if you're not.
But I feel like someone like Odumodu, I think there's people that actually are just on the fence with Odumodu.
On the fence?
Yeah, like,
I actually don't know.
I think
people
just,
I know are
maybe because we're women, shabby. We can't really be doing like it. But I have a lot of friends that I really like on the side. Not like they don't fuck with Odumodu. They fuck with Odumodu, but it's like, okay, like, I would lean towards him when I actually like the song. But when I don't, I would like just.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of
It's not as polarizing as Shaver.
Shaver, I think Shaver is
no,
more
polarizing.
That you like, it's either you're a
like
that you think is the best thing that's happened to Afrobeat,
or
you think it's the worst thing that's happened to Afrobeat. Yeah.
There's no
individual.
Do you guys think that it's a recent thing, like artists being very unafraid to be or completely original and polarizing versus like the previous generation who were more formulaic with the way that they presented and made music? Do you think that has anything to do with like the recent movement with social media, with the fact that you can express yourself and reach consumers directly? Or do you think it's just random that these three guys are like that?
I think it's a bit of both, I can't lie. Because there's also the fact that like these guys are really just like that. Like, personality is also very, very heavy. Plays a heavy role in literally three of their, like, so I think it's like a bit of both. I don't think.
But neither of them, another thing to note, neither of them is signed to like a big label. Like, when I say big label, obviously Empire YBNL is big label. But when I say big label, I mean more like a Maven, a label that takes you through development. I don't think either of them went through development in that sense.
Yeah.
In
the sense that a label
life gave them artist development.
I think.
Because like, Odumodu was already a grown man when he was signed to Native. It's not like they groomed him and said, you have to talk like this. Asake was already... So maybe if they went through like discovered when they were slightly younger and they went through like artist development, they may have come out a bit more refined and a certain
but
way.
Like,
but probably we are making different music.
In the originality, like that's the reason why we even lean towards these people at the end of the day.
I think everybody's also realizing that negative PR is very good PR. Like, people hating you, we actually make more people like
portable.
You.
Mm. Like, people thought Portable was gonna be irrelevant.
Like,
after
like a 15 minute stay.
I didn't think, I thought I knew he was here for. I knew he was here for.
That dude is not going anywhere.
I swear, it's not.
The thing is, these people, they know that it's working for them. Why would I freeze?
Yeah.
So. Like, come on.
It's like when people are saying, oh, Shay Asake, I'm like, that Shay should try and stay away from. Like,
do you know the thing? Funny thing
drop
is, if it was somebody else,
that's
what I was trying to explain. For somebody else, that could have actually gotten into
their head.
Okay, you know what? Let me tune it down, turn it down a bit.
Or let me try and make another
it
sound entirely.
He's talking to me. Why would I leave? It's like, are you joking? Why would I freeze when I can keep on going like that?
And that also just connects to that nowadays, what the actual currency is attention. It's not. The currency isn't even really love or hate. It's not like people liking you isn't really the currency. The currency is people caring about what you have to say. Whether it's positive
talking about
or negative, it doesn't really matter.
Like, enough for people to say something about you.
Then you go to a brand and say, look, people may not like me, but if I do this, they will
talk about
see it and they will talk. Give me money.
Let me do this. Fair enough. That is so funny. What's the biggest lesson you've learned this year so far?
He. That's a big question.
It's a big question, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I think for me, it will be that literally just, man, just do your thing and trust yourself, trust God. Yeah. That's it for me.
Hmm.
And I think I learned it in like, I saw it in like 5 different ways just this year. So it's like, every single time I'm trying to go back on something, I'm like, you know what? It worked for you the first time. Like, it worked for you the second time. Why would I turn my back? Just like, you actually have to trust yourself. And I didn't understand it fully till like this year. It really helped me to understand that. You know what? You actually just need to stay level-headed and just trust yourself and trust God. Very important. So, yes, have the floor.
Should I?
Yes, please.
I think my biggest lesson this year is that, what's it? I mean, there's a lot of lessons, but I think the one. Oh, okay. Let me add two. Second one would be that Shike is the best artist
that I've ever had.
Better than Drake and Kanye.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
No. I mean, Nigerian.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Like, Nigerian artist that makes music that is just good.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. Like, I learned that this year. Like,
huge, you know, huge life lesson. Okay, bro.
I respect it.
Like, I'm like, okay, I've been listening to Nigerian music for years.
Yeah.
And
I finally found one artist
that I can say is.
I can place on the level of, like, I'm not saying it's the same level of Kanye, but I'm saying for me, like, the way I listen to Kanye. I listen to Kanye and Drake like on a ridiculous level.
Yeah, you said you listen to one song how many times again?
Yes, like that's the way I treat like every type of music that they release. So I found that kind of person in Ashake. That's a very big lesson because
I feel you. It's okay.
Okay, but what's the first lesson?
But that's the first lesson is that there are too many fine women in this world.
Damn.
And you need to just find one person and stay away from IG.
Yeah,
get married. Stay away from IG?
Get married, guys, like me.
I mean, I'm not saying get married.
So get married.
I'm not saying get married.
I would get married.
Go ahead, get married.
I'm not saying get married.
No, this one is really not even serious.
Oh, no, I'm serious. So this
find
is,
one
this
person
is,
now. Stay find away from one IG. Person. That's
stay, away from IG. Stay away from IG. I'm not saying that you should not have IG, but I'm saying
stay away from IG.
IG explore section.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
I really want to see your IG explore, though.
It's women. That's right, it's women. Women and fair. A couple of interviews from artists and all of that. That's my IG explore.
That's nice. I love that.
But yeah, those are the two lessons. That's
great lessons.
Any
great
other
lessons.
Thing, I feel like I've been learning them from last year.
Fair enough.
Or 2 years ago, make money, chase money. Chasing last year.
Not chase money.
Dolapo told me that I should, anybody that you see, build them.
Mm, so you're building who now?
Like it was.
It can't be me.
I think we met, I can't remember then, but that the only thing I probably remember from that meeting was that anybody build them just
because money is flows important. In the industry.
Yes.
No, it's not even just about it, it's important. I think one of my friends always says it, like his name is Patterson, he works at YouTube Music.
Mm.
And he always used to tell me this thing for like 2 years, but for like the first 1 year I was like but after I understood it, it was like everything else is cool, but make money in this industry. Because whatever thing is going on, know that money has exchanged and somewhere. Now, if someone is coming to ask you to do something for them and they are not mentioning money in that conversation, know that for that thing, someone has paid somewhere. They're just not offering you the money.
So that's so funny because that's so
there's
true.
Always money flowing. So if you're not making it, oh, you're on Twitter saying, oh, this person's song or this person's doing this, but people are passing money over your head and under you and you're not making them. But I'll say my own lesson is tied to work. I mean, there's probably a bunch of things that I could say, but the thing that comes to mind is tied to work, and it's like I've gotten to a point where I have seen that it's not about playing local anymore.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is, like, you know, for someone like me, I've built with Talk Sound for all these years, done all these things, have all these resources, access, know people, and it's like I just want to take it to a new level. And like, that's just how I've been thinking. Like, a new level being like, I want to build a globally relevant company that actually will give my son inheritance. Like, that's how I'm thinking about it. Like, so it's no longer a myopic, like, I just want to be relevant in this Afrobeat phase and just be one of the people that they invite to podcasts or to come to events or whatever. Like, it's not like I have tapped out completely out of that.
So, because this is the last time you're coming here.
No, no, that was random. But like, it's just like, yes, now we have attention, like people from here building in this space. We have attention. We have interest, the interest of the world. And there's also some substantial financial resources flowing in and out of our ecosystem.
Yeah.
And that means that whoever is thinking correctly and thinking long-term and big picture can genuinely off of this build something that
definitely
will actually last, yeah, and will be something that you can pass down to your children. And that's how I've been thinking about We Talk Sound this year. Like, and that's part of why I said that I'm no longer as interested in conversations about like petty things. Like, I want to talk more about like, how can we collaborate to make more money? How can we build something? Because I feel like people don't understand that we're privileged to be living at a time and in this space at a time where the industry is on the cusp of greatness. Like, most times when an industry is in this space, you're either too early or too late. Like, you're either the person doing that has done the work and then the industry blows up and you are nowhere to be found, or it has already happened and then you are now chasing. But like, everybody who has something going for them right now in the creative space in general, not even just Afrobeat, whether it's film, fashion, art, music, you actually are living in a time when the industry itself and the future is being shaped by you and what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to have more conversations, all of us that are building something, to remind ourselves of this, that, yo, it's not just about what flimsy thing is happening right now, like what money, small money you can make somewhere, but think big picture and you don't have to play local. Like, we don't have to just build things that will be relevant to Gen Z, Nigerian youngins. Yeah. But you can actually build something that Europe, like, I was in Europe last month. I was in an Adidas store in Germany and LAX's music was playing. I was like, I Shazam'd it. I'm like, is this LAX? I sent it to Titi. I'm like, yo, this is LAX. And she's like, whoa. Like, I heard Mona Lisa, I heard Calm Down, I heard Ira Star, I heard Oxlade. I'm like, people actually care about Black culture, African culture, and all of that. So I think that the lesson for me, in short, is I don't want to play local again.
Like, more. I want more.
I'm not playing local league again.
I want more.
I'm a serious note. I mean, apart from the although the IG thing,
apart from the body,
I think this year, when we entered this year, one of the things that I had in mind is that a lot of things that I just feel like, okay, we should be doing, let's do it. Like, there's always some things that you just put in your like, you just hide in and know that I'm not sure this will happen, no, but let me just put it in mind.
Yeah.
This year, those are the things that I've sort of been, at least on a turntable level, I've been working on. Like,
just doing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just like something like that.
Honestly, like, just execute.
Just do it. Yes. Yeah. Like, say, okay,
because
you want to do
the
this.
The more you keep it in, the way you had the idea, the same way, like, probably how many other people had the idea at the same time.
Exactly. So,
you know what? Like, it's time to just pick it up.
As long as there's no, like, legal thing that can stop it.
Yeah.
We are doing it. Okay. Like, there's a thing that we've been planning since, it's not even announced yet.
Oh my gosh, you can say it.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a, you know how we have this power listing?
Yeah.
Digitally and everybody. So we figured, why not make an event out of it? I mean, people always tell us that we should do award shows. Yeah, definitely. You're definitely invited. God. I mean, I like you now, so you're invited.
Besties, I told you.
But people always say that we should do award shows, which is what people would assume. I mean, just they will say compete with Eddie's, or anytime Eddie's drop a list and they will say, oh yes, drop
someone should go and do,
go and do your own. But I mean, obviously there's no need to like do what somebody else is doing. The best way would be to actually work with Eddie's and try to make something that's
something that
at
works.
Least better. But the one that we are doing is what we already do that people already care about, which is
just make it better.
Yes, just make it better. So because of that, we're doing like a gala thing for that power list, and
that.
Making it even bigger than just executives. So now it's all the people that actually work in the music,
in the ecosystem.
Yeah, so whether you're like, it's influencers, like creatives,
That's
people,
huge.
Media personnels, writers, executive, artists, producers, engineers, like anybody.
Yeah.
So those are the people that list will be for. Mm. So it's sort of like, think like Billboard's power list.
Yeah.
Meeting like Time Magazine.
I see a vision.
That kind of thing. So,
But in person.
And we're doing it like, yes, we're actually doing an event around it.
Love.
And when we had the idea before, like it was last year, I've had the idea like a long time. Like, why not actually just do it this year?
Right?
And the reason why I remember this, whenever we launch a new chart, and it's, I always feel like, why did we not do this 3 years ago? So
something else.
Yeah, no, not even something else. It's like, to like make the charts richer. Like,
you have more data.
More data, exactly. And I'm like, damn, we could have just done it.
Doing it now. That's all that matters.
Yeah, so now, anytime we have an idea, I just feel like,
go.
Absolutely.
I think reach out to whoever you can and see how much you can go.
I tap into that so much. I feel like whatever it is you want to do, now is the time to do it. Like, there's no, we have this idea that we're keeping to next 2 years. Nope. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 years. You don't even know if it will still be relevant in the next 2 years.
Do it today.
Like, us as well, like, one thing that we've tried to do, like, a lot of people know we talk sound more for community as well as like media. Like, we curate content, all of that. But like, we've done like so much and we do so much that, in fact, the major thing we do is not stuff that a lot of people know that we do, which is like the agency side and providing services to different people. So one thing that we are doing now is really trying to tie the vision together and let people see that we talk sound is a holistic company that does this. We're not just a blog. we're the ones that did marketing for this song and this album. And we're like, oh shit.
It's for real.
But again, that's always been because, you know, sometimes when you're so deep into the work itself, to talk about the work, to promote the work, is like, you're just like, let's just continue. Next campaign comes, next gig comes, next project comes. But then you realize that if people don't know,
there are opportunities
that people are not gonna remember you for because they don't even know that you do that.
Yeah, you can do it.
And you might be the one behind crazy shit. But
so now it's
knows.
Just to like actually make sure that's the
word. So now it's like tie the vision together and not play local.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
right. So Adia, you joined us.
What's up, Nawon? How you doing?
Adia, I'm chill.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
What's up?
Kitty has been dropping some gems about baddies for a bit.
About baddies.
That's what's up. Yeah. He's making money now, so he's just in Lagos baddies now.
I'm crying. Okay, Adia, since you're here, so let's ask you, what 3 acts have stood out to you this year?
3 acts have stood out for me this year?
No. Wait. I've always been chasing baddies. Even before money.
Just to clarify, it just makes it easier. The chase is easier now.
I don't think the money affects it.
Fair, it's about game.
It's just about chasing baddies.
So
this act, do they have to be new or?
No, not new. It doesn't have to be new.
Just three acts that
have
really impressed.
To, yeah.
Okay, number one is Odumudu Black. Shout out Odumudu Black. Because I shout out my guy. You guys saw the Arsenal video now. Big deal. Yeah, so.
He shook his head.
Yeah, so number two would be Tiwa Savage.
Oh, are you serious?
She's have a wonderful, incredible year. From our collaborations to our own singles to our brand positioning, she's had a fantastic year. So number three will be Shea Vibes, of course. Shea Vibes. I mean,
if you didn't say Shea Vibes, I would have been shocked.
Yeah, I mean, from 2022, spill over 2023, and he has kept grinding and he's kept doing his thing, and it's wonderful to see. Yeah, shout out everybody.
Are you on radio?
No, I'm not.
I know you have been practicing.
I can call Sabi.
Yeah,
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Have your fun.
We'll get there.
Kitty.
3 artists.
Yeah. Just well, yeah. Oh, acts. Okay. Are you thinking already?
Yeah. The only reason is
I'm trying to find my third.
Just okay. I know the 3 people now.
Okay.
Shake.
Nice.
Obviously. Can't stop. Have you heard I Believe?
Yeah,
I mean, I know you've heard I Believe, but do you know what it takes
do you to believe?
Like, I believe in you. In you also.
Incredible music.
That's your best song on the album, Abby.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I don't think that's the best song on the album.
I don't think that's my. That's not even the best.
My favorite is What's Up, My Guy.
It's that kind of album.
What's Up, My G?
It's good. Shea Vibes, obviously. I've always wanted him to blow. Like, I think it's the first artist that I watch like and then make it like artists like not okay not watch and make it watch, like, and then say this person needs to make it, and then he makes it.
Yeah.
Like, it's when the first time I heard this song, I was like, nah, this guy needs to be top left. Because at that point, I think the person that was big was Bella.
Mm.
And I was so sure that after Bella, Shewaibaiz is next. So when he didn't, I mean, after Bella, I mean, a lot of things have happened to even Bella himself, because of people that came after Bella.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. Then T.I. Blaze happened, Ashake happened, and I'm like,
I really want to swap.
This shit might not happen again. Like, but always, I've always been a big fan of him.
Fan.
I remember sometime last year when his songs that he dropped, I think Billion Dollar, C Major,
Bullyovan,
and there was one other. Okay, Gbemi Debe was the one with Bella Shmila, but that one dropped in December. But all of them came at the same point when it was his song and Portable. I used to behavior on my playlist like mad songs.
Yeah, listen to Portable for a while.
I always liked Portable until he stopped dropping like good songs. Well,
around that, dropping good songs?
From January to like July. he stopped dropping good songs at one point. He stopped around after that Ora J song. Just became too like, yeah.
Portable.
But yeah, I've I love Portable music before, but it's, yeah, at some point I just
freed it.
Yeah, I just freed it. It was not serious enough. But honestly, I don't think it's that serious. Anyways, but yeah, Shay Vibes. Because so, I mean, see him become the Shay Vibes that people become, now give so much fucks about. I mean, even though it's not, whether it's negative, positive, as long as you give a fuck, I'm fine.
Just talk.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's good for me. I
mean, in that media charts that we put out, it's like number three artist, and that's like a lot for an artist of his level, someone that makes the kind of music that he makes. Like, regardless of the fact that people keep saying, what are you people listening to, what's his blah blah, all the different types of narrative that they have about him, people are still listening. And he's so listening so much, he's third most like listened artist in the country across all platforms, so that's incredible. Then I think the last person would be Adekunle Good.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, one,
I was expecting you to say that.
I've heard the album one.
No, later. Later, we'll call back. It's going to be number one later by December. Take my word for it.
The music is great. Like, and this is because, one, I used to hate his music.
Yeah, we were together like on that.
Strongly.
He tested his music.
Like, so strongly.
Like, back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. I like Adekunle
Good. You know, I used to call it moral lesson music.
I couldn't stand that pick-up song. That pick-up, I hated that song. I hated that music. I told you, use that pick-up song, bro.
But I've seen people who would say, oh, this new Adekunle Good is
fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's too pop for them.
It's good for them.
Yeah, we're making money. We're good.
I used to hate music so much. God, I hated his music.
Damn, like, I can't believe
if his song appears on my phone, I would scoff. But then after I made Jury, the one with Kiss Daniel,
I
was like, okay,
something
I think it was Kelly, I can't work with this.
I can't work with this. And then he now went into the Afropop Volume 1 period, Catch Me If You Can. And I mean, I love both albums, but I think with this one, he has sort of like
evolved still.
I mean, he keeps evolving, but like he now knows how to make pop music and still like add a lot of things that, like, if I listen to his music and I listen to Shay Vibes music, Shay Vibes music is very crude. I'm talking about the kind of way that they use like Yoruba, like this, I don't know how to explain it. They use a lot of like elements of like
indigenous music.
Yoruba music that they add into their music that for Adekunle's Godon, you will not exactly notice.
Yeah.
Shay Vibes on, you know, it's obviously, I mean, it seems like it's in Eleke or something like that. But yeah, because of that and a lot of things that, I mean, apparently that I like now, because, I mean, I like Ashake, I like Shay Vibes, and then he also has that kind of element. So,
yeah,
and then he has Patino De Stop, Omeko, I mean, recently Ograya. So, all those songs. And then,
I'm excited for the album.
Yeah, yeah, I can't wait for the album.
It's a good album.
So, yes, top three.
It's a good album.
Top three for me would be Adekunle Gold, definitely Bloody Civilian.
I'll shout Bloody Civilian.
Yeah, you look like someone that would.
That's
like
a great, that's a very great EP.
Like, you even know her. Do you know her?
Yes, no, she was here.
She was here. On
I mean, everybody knows like, Bloody Civilian.
Like, no, I met her then.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
You never.
Why do you think she's a?
I had just met her for the first
time. With kind of fan.
No, no, not fan now. I'm saying like.
Like a friend. Like
a kind, yes, the kind of person that would say, oh, then yeah, we went like, to the same school. We've kind of.
Huh?
you have
like, But what would it be for you? Who would it be for you?
Wait, who was your thought?
Okay, yeah, I haven't mentioned the last person. It was Bloody Adekunle Gold. I can't remember the last person I had in my mind.
It's not Shea Vibes. Are you not Shea Vibes, girl?
Oh, God. It certainly wasn't Shea Vibes. And it wasn't Asake.
Okay, I know who it may be. Yeah. I think the person is probably on my list, but we'll see.
Okay, who is
person? No, on my list too.
It's not.
He said on my list.
On I didn't say on my list. I'm not saying
on my list.
Okay, okay.
I heard on my list.
Yeah, he said on my list.
Okay, oh my God.
The two people that I've listened to the most this year are Shea Vibes and Balorankin.
Yeah,
I got into Balorankin after I got into Shea Vibes. But this is not like new Balorankin stuff, by the way. It's like
the old one.
I've always, it's the same way I always knew Shea when I liked Bella. But then it was like Shea was like
Upshot 2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't really like that. Then I got into Shea, and then I always knew Balorankin. But then I got into Balorankin, and I've listened to two of them extensively this year. But I wouldn't say Balorankin is, I don't, the songs that I'm enjoying from Balorankin are like older stuff, they're not recent. So I'll say Shea, I'll say Joboy.
Joboy, shout out Joboy.
Yeah, great album, great rejigging of things for him this year.
Yeah.
Things are in a much better place than he was this time last year. And I feel like his album's one of those albums that still have shelf life because I feel like people haven't fully
gotten into it.
And again, because we're in a time when there's so much music and there's so much consume, you don't even get into an album before the next one and the next one. And
the next,
so I feel like
music is chasing, it's practically chasing you.
What's your
point?
Music is chasing you.
So I feel like it's on the team to continue reactivating songs.
I feel like that's how music is even going to survive throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like with people that are dropping projects, it's really these activations.
It's about like you just continuing to do new things.
Yeah, it's an unending rollout now. You're going to roll out for a whole year.
Sit down and be saying, oh,
no more.
You drop albums. So
this,
even if whoever you are, even if you are big three, like you actually have to. Oh, yeah, David. How come no one's mentioned Davido? I think.
No, I think it just comes with.
Yeah, I guess it like, comes with the
there's
territory.
There's no excitement.
It's nothing new.
I mean,
it's expected.
David.
Yeah, like,
come on.
David, right?
I think someone I would also mention that I've seen a new artist, Winnie.
Mm.
I like Winnie's music.
I love Winnie's
and I feel
stuff.
Like.
Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie.
I don't like R&B, so I don't.
You don't like R&B?
Seriously,
I had the stuff. Do we put me on that stuff? And
she's
good.
Something
you
should
listen to
there.
For real.
It's
you
time.
Should try. I've heard it.
So what's
the problem?
It's time.
I shout Moonlight too. A lot of new guys on the blog. Imagine that is Moonlight Africa.
Oh yeah,
I like Tariq. Tariq has
Tariq
is going. I think he's made drop EP this year. I had a song. This song by Ima and Diverse. One of this song. I think they recorded it at Borges Camp. Man, that song is nasty. I offered to pay them to buy that song to go and give it to David. I said, let me buy this song and go and give it to
you.
Song is crazy, man. Song is crazy. Gosh. So yeah, I love Tariq. I think I was surprised when he didn't make the next the Rookie of the Year list. I thought Edis were doing a bit too much. I thought they could have taken a couple of people off that list. I think Udumuru shouldn't be there.
When you say shouldn't be there,
like by criteria wise, it shouldn't be there
because of the album
BOC Madaki. He dropped an album in February, joint album of BOC Madaki, and this thing is from February last year to March this year, it shouldn't be there. And,
now, why did we do
and I think rookie, by the definition of rookie, for someone who's just having his first year in the industry, so to say.
So, that being said, one conversation I want to quickly go into is around that Odumodu thing. Some people said that Spyro being on Next Rated and Odumodu being on Rookie was unfair to Odumodu.
I wouldn't say it was unfair.
That's something that I'm not really sure
I wouldn't
about.
Say it was unfair. Spyro started earlier. Since 2022.
And Spyro has had like
billion
hits.
Yeah,
all the songs that DVO was supposed to be on never happened or something like that.
But he had the billion song that did very well. Then he had the
Ifunke song is the one with Davido, right?
No, with Tiwa.
There's one that has Mayoku and Davido.
And Davido, yeah.
There's one.
Like, I think
which one of them it is, but I know
he doesn't have a larger than life brand. That's why people think he's out of place on that next rated. But he should actually be
there. Yeah.
But so who is your guys?
It's actually fairly Buga, as he said.
Reached that Buga level of that. Okay, it has become so big now, everybody hates it because it's too big.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
Oh yeah, that's where you want your song to be.
Yeah.
Become so big, then they start hitting it that it's too big. So
yes.
Once you've reached that level,
yeah, it shouldn't be this big. Like, okay,
it could be big, but why are you so big? If you had like a larger than life brand, like brand that can carry that kind of,
I think it's trying to build a brand too, but it's just not resonating with people.
I think the brand is trying to build the whole I am a holy. I don't know that the whole personality will resonate with that. It's just gonna be like, dude,
listen,
you wear earrings, you
make secular music, but you say you are trying to get God back into the industry and put God on people.
He has not figured it out.
And then the whole portable thing, where I think he said he can't make music with someone like Portable. Doesn't align with his brand. Yeah, but Portable was on his own somewhere. Yeah. 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 I can't make music with someone like all those sorts of things. I don't know that that's going to work.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say something about like the whole Next Rated thing.
Go on.
I think Odumodu should not be in the Next Rated this year.
So that's why it should be Next Rated
next year.
His run was this
now,
year.
Now, the issue now would be that it would have become so big, and then people would now say, why is it Next Rated?
Yeah, but that's why Ashake.
Yeah. And the issue is not with the artist, or it's because
calendar
with the Eddies, yes.
Yeah, the time frame is
they are not keeping up,
it's not
with the industry trends. Yeah, they are always constantly chasing the trend, behind. Like the way people say Grammys are behind, though they are not behind.
Easily 16 like, months behind.
They're like ages. They're still like stuck in like 2015 era when someone needs, like all their categories, their rules, they should have changed it by now.
Mm. Yeah.
Like
but I know that, did they start an academy last year? I feel like I heard they started an academy.
I think they started an academy.
Yeah,
I think they always had that.
They actually started an academy.
Yeah, I think it just became more prominent after this the partnership with the US Embassy. They have something on Friday, 21.
They sent
invitations. So just we'll pull up for them and see what's up.
Nice one. You'll
I feel like they need to bring more.
Yeah, we'll go into the consulate's house or whatever. So
we'll go and me, I need US visa.
Yeah, so let me go there and
ask.
I'm going to do a demorphic kumbaya some buy shit. To see you, minister. Go deal with my African ass.
You wear dashiki.
Yes, now.
That was actually going to bring into my next question, because I wanted to ask about the headies and like what you guys think they are doing wrong. Because they're definitely supposed to be like more, there's something supposed to be more substantial.
What?
More.
I think that's my own issue with them. Yeah, the fact that they're not keeping up with us.
Yes. Mine is like, this is that, like, I feel. Before I go into why what they're doing wrong, I like giving props, because I mean they are what we have. We have to make it work. And it takes a while. It takes a long time to make it work. We could compare them to the Grammys, the BETs, what have you, but they're just, this is the 16th edition. They started in 2006. So I think Grammy, this is the 5th edition last year. So I think, but what we have to understand is that for you to be like, it takes time. But it also takes consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not wrong for people to demand consistency of you and also credibility. Yeah. So I've had people say a lot of ridiculous things about the Eddies that I don't agree with. Some people call the Eddies Yoruba Award. If you're in industry, you'd be surprised how many people within the industry take that thing seriously.
That
it's a Yoruba Award. I can't say it on air. I'll tell you guys off air. Like, like people say this is a Yoruba Award and they believe it and they go around peddling that stuff, and it's and it's not just one person, it's a whole body of people. So and they forgot the time where it was P Square sweeping the Eddies in the early 2000s. So it's just I think consistency is not there. You're missing years, then you're now like rejigging your this calendar year, and you're not chasing the industry, because you cannot celebrate artists when they actually fit as at when you. You're not celebrating now. You now have to like award last after Bonaboy after the run has like that run out of steam or stuff like that. That you now have to now put two mega hits together that should have been winning different awards. Last should have been having his own time. Calm Down should have been having.
But now they have to
like, now join them together.
Calm Down and Last would have even been in the same year, because they came out not far from each other, May and February and March.
No, I'm just saying like the run.
I think the one that they made the mistake with is the Timeless and Mr. Money with Dubai.
March. Davido qualified with the last day of the month.
How do you let that happen if you're an award show? Like, it's something that is very obvious.
That you need to cut it, put it in March first. Just to stop Davido from being in that category. Because you just, now you have to give either of them the award. And just like, I have people, I think they,
no, it can't win it now. It's
really because
no, it looks odd.
They've done with the award,
and now you've robbed him of.
It's not the first time they are doing that. They gave Wizkid Artist of the Year when he dropped no single.
Yeah, supposed to be Ashake's award to win.
And next year will have been Davido's award to win. And now it can't be eligible for it again because they've nominated him for a year. That's odd.
Yes, should be Adekule. Go shout everybody. Let's see what they drop. Yeah, so it's just I think the categories are short. Like someone like last now. I don't see him lose. I don't see who beats him to the record of the year.
No. Was it nominated for a record?
Yes. It's Song of the Year, Record of the Year. It will lose Song of the Year to Buga. I think it's going to lose Song of the Year to Buga. But it's going to win Record of the Year. Last. I don't see
last
win
Record of the Year.
The people, it's Abimes. Last, and some other song like that. So yeah, what are these doing for consistency?
Like the Afrobeat single kind of
it
category.
It feels more
than
international.
It's not even an Afrobeat
no,
song.
No, it's big. Nah, it's big locality it's too. Big. No, I'm just saying like, looking at all these songs that have won Record of the Year, like it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
It looks
the last
odd.
One was Spato Ranking.
Abule.
No,
the one that P Prime did for him. Forgive me or something.
No. The one with the
Celebrate Me.
Celebrate me. Yeah,
exactly.
Me.
Like
but it's composition wise now. It's composition wise. It's just too big that it's so popular. But Grammy has done it anyway. That nominate Song of the Year, Record of the Year together.
But Grammy is totally different from Eddie's. Eddie's. They've made their recording. Of the year category look like serious category. Yeah. Like
the more
serious.
Popular you are, the least qualified you are.
Exactly. So last. Anyways, if they give it,
there's no consistency. There's the criteria for the award remains still unclear. Like now, after 16th edition, still talking about why is this 1 year? Why is it shouldn't be like this?
Hello, Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our skill game blog?
I haven't actually, I've been chilling. She did a giveaway.
Like mad.
Are you serious?
So it's buy one get.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get a package here.
Soft. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMoney. GoMoney allows me to track my finances. That way I know exactly what I'm spending my money. So now with the GoMoney app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store and bank links.
people are asking me, texting me, Ajayi, your shoot temps have gotten female category. She didn't even do anything within this industry. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know. Is it international?
I don't know.
Outside Nigeria, she was on fire. Outside Nigeria, in Nigeria, she did nothing within this industry. So what are the Eddies looking at? So I feel there's a lot of posturing going on.
Like is it local?
Yeah, there's a lot of favoritism going on. And there's no consistency, there's no clear criteria, and I think they need to work on all these things. But other than that, I feel the next 5 years is going to be critical. If I get it right, because they're going to have competition more. Sound City is there. Trace TV might start something too.
I feel like
a lot of people are going to be working. So people are probably going to
say, let's start a new award. Like, I feel like people.
Honestly, I would not want anybody to start another award. You need to start from scratch and then start the like. Why not just make that one? Like,
can't even get these guys to attend Eddies. You have two hit songs and you are too big to attend the Eddies. You know what I like the Eddies. No award is giving people Bentley. No award all over the world is giving artists Bentley for winning next weekend. You are a big award. You do big things.
Which goes into my own critique. Like, I don't want to belabor the points already made. I think the angle that may have come from would be they need a rebranding. And rebranding, I don't just mean they change their logo.
Or take it outside Nigeria.
Rebranding means visual design. They should rebrand the whole look of the award. The people
get
involved
people
in the award.
Bring some more.
Make your academy public. Change the look and feel. Change everything about the award. It may still be the same people running the engine in the background. Yeah. We don't even see that. So, but change the external facing stuff and people.
Yeah. Like make
then
your,
people will take it more. Even if you don't, even if you don't completely change, there will still probably be issues here
definitely.
And there with categories, this
people,
and that. People,
of course,
like
yeah,
being,
people will never be contented.
But the brand is so strong.
Yes, that's it. That's the
Grammy.
Every year, controversy.
Is still the Grammy.
You always like you make an album feeling that I want to win a Grammy,
and they would snub you,
and they would say no. That's not good enough, and next year you come back again.
And
like look at the case of
The Weeknd.
Now that was even too long. Like people will say all the categories now that we've said that, okay, yes. Like some people will say, oh, they've changed the category, that they've changed the rules. Some people will say, no, they've not changed the rules. Like I'm running along the line of what you said. Like clear communications. Like when you want
when you change,
like if you see
roof.
when the Grammys want to start, like you can tell that this is Grammy period.
Yeah.
Like everybody adjusts their own calendar towards the Grammy.
Yeah, the media gets in line.
Like, you know, the media
gets in line. Like, you know when
months start ago. Dropping out their own list of potential
nominees.
Exactly.
Like
everything.
You keep the, and they work along with everybody. Like the Grammys will work with Billboard. They will run their narrative.
Yeah.
Grammys will work with Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
They will work with
everybody.
Enemy. They work
Complex,
with HGD.
Everybody.
Like everybody will just be saying their own, okay, yes, these are the people that we are, like, and the conversation will lead up to one major event.
Yeah.
Mm. And I mean, obviously, everybody has already accepted this as, even though they might not say it out loud, but everybody has accepted that this is the major event.
Grammy, Nigeria,
work with everybody. Like, make sure that, like, there's no reason why fans are still voting. Like, you already know that if you nominate a Wizkid in a fan voted category with a lot of people, it has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
If you nominate Davido with another person, he's going to win it. Like, if you make that album of the year category open to fans, obviously now 30 BGP will just go all out for something that even him would feel like it's just odd for me,
like
to be like, exactly. So like, make it clear, like all this your fan voted categories, crap it. Like let's make it a serious award.
Viewers vote for Viewers Choice Award.
Yes,
and let the rest,
the only one.
Yeah.
I don't want make it a comment. Like, what is actually your academy doing if they're not the one deciding?
Put a percentage on it. It's
like, clear. And yes, that rebranding thing, like make it feel like something that somebody wants to attend.
Yeah, make people really care. Make like open it out for people.
No, people actually care. It's
no,
just
like
something
the
that
the academy,
want to
like the way Grammys are inviting Africans to the academy or something like that. Invite notable people within the industry to the academy. They'll do it for free. Not you just a bunch of friends and some drinking buddies just clinging glasses somewhere. And it's true now. And just making weird stuff that you take their award to the USA, promise to give you a visa, and you make them line a queue up at the embassy, and then you don't see any visa. And it's just weird. You just embarrass the whole country at the end of the day. It's
the
fucking past, man.
The funny thing is, all those things can be part of it. But like the things that will make people want to queue up is your brand.
The
like,
brand.
Oh,
I
okay,
think it's the brand. I think that's fundamental.
It's okay. Yes,
it's
I should attend this. Like, you see random
Twitter
accounts saying that.
Enough.
Let your Burna Boy should not submit his music for a Nigerian. And I'm like,
why should
Burna Boy not submit his music for an Edis? Is he going to have more Grammys than Edis? No.
Of course,
like
he already has more than Grammys.
Like
it's just,
is he going to
sad.
Like they, some people will say that oh no, Burna Boy should be, or Burna Boy Wizkid should be competing
in the main category.
I'm like, do you know what the main category is? Like hip hop people are still trying to win. Talk less of you.
The last hip hop album that won album
2004.
Eminem.
No, it's this guy.
Speaker box.
This
and
Andre Tricky.
That's the last album of the year.
The
record of the year was This Is America, and song of the year This Is America. And that was
which
the first time ever.
Overachieving.
Yes, like that's just trying to pander.
To pander because it was a black people year.
Okay, yes, let's just give them. Do you know how many years it will take you? Burna Boy will have stopped being hot when they will start pandering that, okay,
for Africa.
What? The Afrobeat might not even be as hot as at that point.
Like, and what we have is Edis. So why would you say that, Burna Boy is too big to submit?
Then the question is like, who does the onus fall on? Does it fall on us?
As an
everybody.
To approach the Edis and say, okay,
I think that's exactly what
we're doing
right
now.
Yeah, we demand more from them.
Say, let's
and support
you.
I guess now, like, that's obviously.
Or does it fall on the head?
There was an article that
we
put out.
But they have to want to do it, though. Like, they have
of course,
to
be interested.
That's what we're saying.
We can only ask them and support them. How do we support? We tell them what we think is going wrong, and we show support by showing up for the awards, showing up for the press conferences, talking about it, because it means something to us. What was that? When TT started, me and Kiri always talk about Edis is one of the ways, like before TT started, it's the only ways to document actually trends in the industry. If you want to see how Nigerian music evolved, just check the Edis nomination.
Yes,
if you want to study the evolution of street music in Nigeria, how the sound of street music has evolved from Konto, dancehall to TVG, when TVG changes, just check the Edis
trend
of the Edis nomination every year. It's going to tell you how the sound has kept evolving. So it's a very, I don't think Edis understand how important
they
are
to the industry. Like, I don't think they also realize how important they are. Yeah. Like, people are, the way people are is people are making it seem like, oh, they don't actually care about the hedges. People actually genuinely care.
Yeah, yes. I think the
a lot.
People probably won't care too much.
I think the rollout
that for what the offer.
Even these nominations, like, they just posted the rookie on their Instagram page.
They leaves. They didn't say,
"Oh, this is the day rollout."
That's what we're talking about. We're going to compile nomination list. He texted me. He texted me and asked me, "Alpha, do you have a nomination list?" I said, "They didn't send the press release." So I compiled it, sent to him. Then, like 3 hours later, they now sent me the
nomination list.
After everybody has done their homework, I've done the media rounds.
I'm like, we already have.
Something you should have sent ahead. Put an embargo on it. Bro, people would have done articles on it, scrub out details, done designs. Yeah. So once you it's a massive rollout all at once. Everybody's dropping different articles, different angles.
Media publications that were revealing that, oh, Grammys, it was on the last day of the nomination that they decided that let's add
Song for
Kanye West and was it Taylor Swift or Lil Nas X to album of the year.
Yeah.
And that thing, that kind of information now, is the kind of things that you work with people, and the reason is because they know the nominations list ahead of time.
Yes, no.
Like that's how they can tell that, oh, what we got last week is different from what was see. Added.
Yeah, you and put
then,
an embargo on it.
Then they now review to you. Oh, yeah, then we added it last minute. That this added, then we increase it to things like all those kind of things. No, edits. They just came one day, like posted.
One month.
Yeah, rebranding. Finish. That's it.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Yeah, rebrand that stuff. Put it at the level it needs to be. And consistent.
People work for free.
Consistent, yes.
Not like, me though. Oh. But yeah.
Yeah, get your bag. Get your bag.
And they would think. No, honestly, they would think that they are rebrand
for visa and flight tickets.
Yes. That's not free now.
I don't even need to go. But let me do my own. Yes, back in Nigeria.
The going is not important.
I don't care. I don't
people
want to go.
People in Texas or people in Atlanta can go.
Let us do our own work here.
It was Belima that went for TCC, and if they give us another invite this year, she's probably going to be the one.
You know, let me go. Oh, she's there.
She's there already.
You can
like,
go.
If you want to fly, you like if you want to go.
Yes, you now. You said this to buy a ticket.
Yeah, we asked them clearly.
They why are you
not showing? You can get visas. They said no. You buy your ticket by yourself.
Buy your ticket. They can facilitate your visa, or you buy your ticket, your accommodation, everything.
They don't understand the meaning of culture. Like if they know,
yes, no.
Like
taking it there was just. Just
they think that their rebrand is taking it there.
Yeah, like, that's it. And they went there and just,
rebrand
it was
is just taking it there. That, oh, now we are now
services
that
was not good. The sound was worse. The guy on the red carpet was asking people, so what do you do? What are you here for? Like, what am I here for?
And they made like,
what am I here for?
I don't want to say run, but sort of unknown people.
We're giving awards. There's a guy that went. There's a guy that went the sound. He was presenting an award and the board. To show this thing was not showing, and this guy was threatening to sing because his music, I'm sure, I don't know him, and his voice was not good. So he was going to give us a freestyle, was a threat. He was threatening us with a freestyle because the backdrop was not showing. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Do you see other awards shows, how they bring like people from different like walks of life and try to gather them, actors, like. And not just any actor.
A-listers. Viola Davis presented an award at the last Grammys.
Like that they have impact in culture. Like,
and you're bringing out somebody like maybe your work kind of like step on the toes of each other. Madonna, and you would like the announced performance. Like at the last Grammys, Madonna announced the performance of Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
Because she has done a lot of things.
She's the reason why those guys can be like that.
Fair enough.
Like, it's not rocket fucking science.
There's like thought input into everything.
Yes.
There's an award that for like part of executive of the year thing that is going to get that, I mean, obviously